Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf of Gemara per day in a few minutes your way, where we try to talk a practical lesson per day in those few minutes your way. We're looking at 121a. We're looking at the Mishnah talking about maybe what Rav Ami says, maybe it supports him. A Gentile who comes to extinguish a fire, they may not say to him, extinguish it, nor do they have to tell him, do not extinguish it, because his resting is not their responsibility. It is only the direct command, extinguish it, that we may not tell him, because by doing so, we are appointing him our agent. But the implication is we could tell him anyone who extinguishes it will not lose, because he would then be acting on his own. The idea we could learn from here is sometimes we have to hint to things. Sometimes we have to talk to people, talk to kids, talk to others in an indirect way, especially on Shabbos. If something is wrong, something's not going the right way, especially we're talking to our kids or whatnot, we have to say it in an indirect way. We have to say it in a subtle way, in a way that's hinting to people. We might not be able to tell people outright, explicitly, something going wrong, especially for tochacha. Hocheach tochiach et amitecha is one of the mitzvahs in the Torah that's extremely difficult to do for others, especially as Rabbi Rosner pointed out in the Daf Shir. It's hard to criticize others. It's hard to give advice to others and to tell them a reproof or rebuke in a certain way. So sometimes we have to do it in a subtle way. Sometimes we have to do it hinting. Sometimes we have to do it out of the box or out of the way in a roundabout way, because we can't hurt people's feelings, but if they need to know something, they need to be told something, it has to be done in the right way. So we may have to do it in a small, toned down way. We may have to do it in a roundabout way. We may have to do it going around the matter without actually touching the matter, because sometimes it could be a touchy subject. Sometimes it could be a touchy matter, especially if it's related to shalom bayis or raising children or money or jobs or anything like that. All these topics, all these issues, all these aspects could be very touchy-feely, could easily offend someone, could easily insult someone. So many times we have to hint to others. We have to go roundabout talking to others, and we may have to be subtle in talking to others. The person who can master the art of getting the message across without hurting the other person's feelings, that's really a great aspect, or really a great trait to have. A lot of sages had it, a lot of the great Gedolim had it, a lot of people have it in general, but a lot of us don't have it, and we have to work on it. So when we need to rebuke someone, when we need to tell someone something, make sure to do it in a positive way. A lot of people do the sandwich method, where your son is amazing for X reason, there's this that I would work on, but remember, he's really a great kid. Especially as an OT in the school system, if we're doing an IEP meeting or something like that, a lot of times we'll do the sandwich method also. Your son has strengths in X, Y, and Z. These are the difficulties, but remember, he's a fantastic student and he's making such progress. So we give the little bit of a difficulty, the little bit that's troublesome in the middle, but we sandwich it. There has to be a way to go roundabout, to subtly imply, show things that might need to be worked on, might need to be helped with, but doing it in the right manner. Just as over here, we're talking how we have to tell the Gentile in a roundabout way, so too in our lives, when we're dealing with everyone around us, if things need to be rebuked or whatnot, things have to be talked to, it should be done in the right way, even albeit a subtle way. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 122 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.